Hare Krishna. Okay, some questions. Raja Kumar says that Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Lord Chaitanya had 3.5 intimate associates, one of which is Sikhi Mihiri's sister, Madhavi Devi. So he asks, how did she attain such an intimate position, which is even superior to that of Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, and so on? Well, first of all, the last part, it's not that the intimate means better. It just means a different type of relationship. And since that word wasn't described in detail, then I'll just touch on it. I won't try to describe it in detail. But intimate means something that you don't necessarily tell others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would share certain ecstatic emotions with Swarup Damodar, Ramananda Roy, or Lalita and Vishakha Devi. He did not necessarily exhibit or share those symptoms with others, but that doesn't make them transcendentally any less. And of course, those are the symptoms of Srimati Radharani's feelings of separation from Krishna. The interesting part is, how is it that a woman became such an intimate associate when we know that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wouldn't speak to women? So obviously the conclusion is that just as Swarup Damodar Goswami is Lalita Devi, Madhavi Devi, as is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, is also a gopi, and therefore the exchange is an internal one, a spiritual one, in the way that Krishna has confidential exchanges with his gopi girlfriends. Balaram Das wants clarification on the following statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says that the Lord and his devotees simultaneously perceive the Ladini potency directed by the power of the Sambhat potency. Yes, what does this mean? Well, know that Krishna's internal or Swarup Shakti is of three aspects: Ladini, Sandini, and Sambhat. Pleasure, existence, and knowledge. They're always combined together and they facilitate each other. The Sandini, or existence potency, is what sustains everyone and everything, and of course these other potencies as well. But how is it that you get to know Ananda or the Ladini Shakti? You get to know it through the agency of the Sambhat potency. If Sambhat is not there, if knowledge is not there, then even though there may be bliss, but if you're not aware of that bliss, then it's as good as it not being there. So here the purport is that the Sambhat Shakti allows us to get to know the bliss that we are experiencing, and same goes with Krishna. It is the method in which the Lord's potencies interact in both the devotees and the Lord himself. Now, Bhakti Dimitri asks a question about why devotees play harmonium when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur forbade his disciples to use anything except kaital and mridanga, and not just harmonium, but why we use other instruments as well. I can't comment on that statement that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't do it, but we know that many of Srila Prabhupada's bhajans, Prabhupada was playing on the harmonium. It isn't just one video where you see him playing, you can hear him playing harmonium. Prabhupada saw disciples play. He wrote that harmonium can be played, but not during kirtan. And of course, we read in Prabhupada Lilamrita how Srila Prabhupada's father first had him taught mridanga and harmonium playing, and Prabhupada was a very accomplished harmonium player. I remember Tamal Krishna Maharaj telling me once when they were in the car, I think going from Mayapur to Mayapur, Prabhupada was listening to himself playing bhajan. And Prabhupada said, no one can play harmonium like that. So it can be played. And as far as other instruments are concerned, well, they're something that's certainly, at least within reason, allowable for preaching programs. And there's a whole set of guidelines by a GBC Kirtan committee that sets out all the conditions for when and how such instruments can be played. And of course, finally, we follow Srila Prabhupada's example, knowing that if we do what Prabhupada instructed, and then Bhaktisthanta Saraswati Thakur will be satisfied. So that's it here from today. When I was in Delhi, one shop owner approached me and asked if he could talk to me and about how to get peace of mind and be a little more happy in life despite material success. So we're coming over now in the next 10 minutes and give an opportunity to do some preaching before probably leaving either tomorrow or the day after for Kolkata. Hare Krishna.